Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Those are the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, taken from Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 5. And that's from the NIV. Welcome, everybody, to Holy Spirit Soapbox. I'm your host, Dan, and I'm so glad you're here. We got a really interesting one today. If you feel like you've done everything yourself in your life, and you are just firmly and truly independent, this one is for you. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our website, because we have some really cool things on there. We have old content, old shows. We have new shows coming up, and you'll get alerted, as well as some free resources that you can tap into. Okay, today's episode is called Become Like Little Children. You know, I've heard many songs, seen many shows and movies, heard many tales, and seen many posts on social media from individuals who are successful and self-made millionaires or billionaires. Oftentimes, these people, you know, they wow the public with these success stories and preach on how, quote unquote, you can be successful too by taking control of your life and situation and turning yourself into a self-made insert dollar amount here, right? But how independent are we really? Webster's Dictionary defines the word independence as free from outside control, not depending on another's authority. Although a self-made gajillionaire, right, does not have a boss, this person firmly relies on others in order to get to where they are. For instance, if you have a company that sells goods, you rely on outside control, supply and demand by your prospective customers. You also fall under the authority of things like institutional regulations, taxes, customer satisfaction, overhead, employee satisfaction, and the list goes on. As a host for a podcast, I rely on y'all to listen, right? There's no self-made. And if you were to ask me, I'd say there's no such thing as true independence. And most of all, control. Now, we talked about that in a different episode called I'm Out of Control. I highly recommend you listen to that. But we don't actually have full control, right? The Bible states multiple times that we have no control over anything, even the hair on our head, Matthew 5, 35 and 36, or that we'll be even alive tomorrow, since life is a vapor, James chapter 4, 14. And then referring back to that verse about becoming like little children, you know, they were looked upon as the lowest on the totem pole of society, right next to women and right next to disabled / diseased people. Now, we can all agree that women, children, and disabled or diseased people are not at the bottom of society, but these children at the time had separate tables and were expected to serve adults. Most importantly, they were, and still are, fully dependent. And right before that verse that I read, some disciples and apostles actually shooed away some children. They're like, no, get out of here. As if Jesus didn't have time for them. You know, it must have been weird after that when all these people who gathered round to hear what the Messiah, God in the flesh, had to say, for him to be like, hey, be like these little people who are at the bottom of the totem pole, at the bottom of society. They're probably like, what? And as a parent, it's obvious that these children are fully dependent on us as well, especially at a young age of like 1 or 2. You know, kids can't cook, clean, can't even get into their own bed, put on their clothes, clean up their own diaper, pay bills, get jobs, etc. They fully rely on their parents, and they know and accept this. That's a form of humility, that their parents are going to guide them, and they know that. We have this huge fantasy of being fully dependent on ourselves and to have others depend on us. Unfortunately, people of Earth, This type of motivation helps us forget that we actually are dependent on God and that nothing was, is, and ever will be possible without Him. When we understand that and then accept this reality, we then feel the humility that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 18, verses 1 through 5. We then can see the world more gleefully as children, where everything is amazing and everything is new and exciting, even other people. You know, becoming a parent has really opened my eyes. Our child teaches us so much. When he's scared, he'll run to us and ask for comfort. Something we should do with God. He recognizes he needs help with something and asks. Something we should do with God too. He goes out, goes to the playground, sees another child, regardless of who they are or what they look like, and interacts with them. Same thing we should do with other people. He looks at a bird and yells, "Wow, mommy, daddy, look, a bird." Same way we should recognize the beauty that God has created around us. I can go on and on, but the most important point to hit here is that we should know and accept that we are dependent on God, who is the only one that can give eternal life or kill the body and the soul. He created us, but He loves us so much that He's willing to listen to us and provide to us our needs. And how about just knowing about things in general? We are so focused on thinking we know everything we should know to be successful or independent, we tend to make up rules and laws and deviate ourselves away from the reality of being dependent on God. The same way a child might rely on their parents to teach them the way of the world, we should rely on God to teach us a true way to live here on earth and to gain eternal life. A child without guidance from the parents may learn from peers. But if their peers all had no guidance from their parents, then all children have zero guidance, and children get left behind. In this same way, as children of God, we should seek guidance from God to teach us and guide us so that no person on earth gets left behind. A great example of this would be if we were to teach our child, or a child, that the color blue is the color blue. They will believe that as long as the outside world does not interfere with that teaching and knowledge. This is what God is trying to tell us. He provides to us a single source of actual truth, but when we bend and change around that truth, until it's not truth anymore, people start to forget about the actual truth. So, if that same child goes out into the world, and that world tells them blue is actually orange, they may start to lose trust in their parents for telling them the actual truth. We stop listening to our parents, or God in this analogy, and start to create our own wisdom and knowledge. And of course, that's dangerous, because if a lot of the people out in the world haven't heard the truth, right? They're going to think that orange is blue. And blue is orange. And then the next person that hasn't heard the truth or might have maybe not had a firm foundation in the truth of blue, they're going to believe eventually that blue is orange too. It's a constant battle to understand things on our own. When God's like, no. You're the child that I created, and I know these things, and I will give you all the things you need to know, and you just need to trust me. The same way a child trusts their parents to know. And I get it. I'm a parent that does not know everything. My wife does not know everything. But God does know everything. So we can trust when He says it's blue, it's blue. Whew. That's a lot to take in. But it's true. Let us meditate and realize our dependence on God so that we can be better servants to Him and to others, and experience creation like we haven't in a while, through the lens of a child's eyes. We're going to give you a couple verses to meditate on to really drive all this home. Here are your verses. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. John chapter 15, verse 5. And Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Finally, some questions. to really help you understand yourself in this situation of thinking if you're independent or dependent. Okay, so three questions. Number one, in what ways have you felt that you're fully independent? Did you feel totally in control during that time? Question two, what does giving up control to let go and let God look like to you? And then finally, question three, this week, what are some steps to take to become like little children and start to accept your dependency on God? Thank you once again for joining in today. We're hoping that you know that there's this one true God who really loves you and really wants you to become like a little child again, to fully depend on Him and see creation more appreciatively, because He will provide what you need, always. I would love to pray over you, so please bow your head if you can. If not, no worries, but let's talk to our Creator. Dear God, we wouldn't be here without You. You created us, and You are the reason why we continue to breathe while we live here on earth, and You are the only reason we have eternal life. We recognize that when things go awry in our lives, we can go to You with our feelings, our worries, our sicknesses, and everything else. But then we can praise You, knowing that these things are not eternal, these things that give us fear. Thank You for showing us how we actually do need You. We ask that You continue to provide to us our needs so that we can participate with You to show the world who You really are. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.